I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. She is the mother. Her head is 6 feet tall, made up of bead-like ceramic objects. Her hair is woven fabric, long enough to attach to the surrounding walls. And she speaks. Her title is Everything Anywhere, and she is installed this summer at the Center for Contemporary Arts in Santa Fe. With us is her creator, the very busy young New Mexico-based artist, Chinupa Hanska Luger. Chinupa, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me here.
You use many different materials in your work, but you're most often identified with ceramics.
Mm-hmm.
Why ceramics?
Well, I think because I had a long road to get to this point, I tried out many different materials. I used to write. I found the limitations in my experience with writing as far as creating imagery. And so I started to paint. And once again, paint was two-dimensional, and I was really interested in, it's ridiculous, but I believed in the apocalypse, the Mad Max version, not fire and brimstone, but this kind of like economic fall apart and then post-apocalyptic world. And I thought to myself, what good am I in a society without a craft? And so I started working with clay because I did a bunch of research and I was like, okay, clay's come into the world, into humanity, and they've utilized it for everything from a vessel for carrying water to a space shuttle shell. You know, it's so diverse. And so I wanted to develop a skill set that would make me relevant in a post-apocalyptic world. I wanted to have a craft and I wanted to be able to reach people on that level versus purely aesthetic. So I started working with clay. A lot of the mark making that you do with clay is very similar to painting, and it's plasticity. I mean, it's additive, it's subtractive, so it has all of these benefits for making that really opens up your creativity, and you start having this conversation with the clay, and the clay dictates what it can and cannot do, and you get to just kind of push that edge. So I really got into working with ceramics and that whole experience.
Well, you're indicating here that there is something rather ancient mm-hmm. about clay and pottery, and there is a look of something ancient or something traditional that you can't quite put your finger on about this installation, particularly that face.
Mm-hmm.
What were the elements that you were using, that you were appropriating for what you created?
Well, primarily I had a concept in mind. I had no idea what this head was going to look like until I started putting it all together and making it out of 104 pieces of ceramic that I sculpted and threaded through steel and applied. It was a challenge, you know. I didn't have any drawings. I had an idea and tried to manifest it. And in the process of working with the materials, I always joke around that expectation is a limitation. Expectation limits the possibility of what it can be. And so I tried to expect very little and try to work with the materials until it opens up. All in all, when all was said and done, that head is over 8.5 feet tall. And as I'm putting all of these materials together, the shape of it kind of unfolded and what was in my mind succumbed to what was physically there. And I think that's something that I was trying to engage with. The title of it is Everything Anywhere, which is, I feel, the simplest definition of the universe. Everything anywhere. And so I wanted to create this kind of like matriarchal form of nature, because nature, I always feel like, is caring and always gives more than we give back a lot of the times, and yet absolutely benevolent. I forgive you. Here's more. And I think if there is any sort of like antiquity or ancientness that's developed out of seeing this face, I think it comes to that innate human desire to feel connected to place. And when this massive head is an installation, which is altering this space that it's in, I have like an audio component playing through, also a microphone in the head. There's all of these things that develop this internal idea of caring, nurturing, and maybe even womb-like return. The soft material of the hair unfolding out in an embracing shape. All of these things, they're choices after the fact. You know, I have an idea, and then in the process of working with the materials, the space, without expectation, something beautiful comes that I never could have drawn up or anything along those lines.
So when visitors step into this space at the Center for Contemporary Arts, How are you hoping they are going to engage with what they encounter there?
You know, I have very little hope for how people engage with it. Art, just like in life, you can't expect an outcome from a person's feelings. I can't project onto a viewer how I expect them to feel in this place. And it's everything anywhere. So if you don't like it, that's part of it. And that interaction is exactly what I'm trying to express.
You mentioned a little bit about there's an oral component to it. How does the sound work as a part of the installation?
The soundscape that I've developed in there, that's an audio component that's playing through, it's like a three-part collection of sounds. There is a tone that's known as the shepherd's tone. It's a mathematical, I guess, consequence of two octaves being played and your mind's ability to interpret it. But it sounds like it's descending, but it's not. It's just two octaves played at the same time, and it just sounds like it's going boom, lower and lower. But it does that infinitely. But this created this idea of cave and cavern. So along with that tone being playing is a recording of a cave in Tibet that, due to its geology, sets out a tone. You know how, like, at the soccer games, they got these things that they twirl around and it makes this whistling tone. Mm-hmm. Well, the interior of this cave has the same kind of formation. So as wind passes through it, it gives off this tone. And then it's also a recording of water dripping in a cave. So it's all auditory that you're going into this cave. But I realized that with creating that kind of like soundscape, there's a desire for the viewer to want to be inside of the head of this piece because you can see into it. And so I put an amplifier in there, run through a vocal synthesizer up to a mic in the ear of the head, so that you could physically be inside of it or mentally be inside of it with your voice, talking through it, saying whatever you want. Your voice is altered and then is transmitted back through the earth. So once again, it's this idea of interconnectivity, which also goes back to the hair branching out in all these directions. And
so visitors are invited to create a voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I know that you envisioned this from the beginning as not just a sculptural installation, but also as a space for performances to take place in. Mm-hmm. Why did you want that to be part of it?
I feel like I understand that we are social creatures. I understand that we have a desire to be connected. This is why we live in cities. This is why our economics are all about marketplace and sharing. And I wanted to do an installation that also had the capacity for that same interaction, an interaction that I think we are more accustomed to as social beings. And this is why, you know, I've hidden this audio component in there, because play, you know, make believe. I think about that all the time. I've got two young sons, and they're at the stage of why, Papa? Why, Papa? And I always try to present, you know, where do rainbows come from, for instance, you know, the scientific, and then also make believe. Choose your path. Like either one are valid. And I think both are true. Both are honest. Both aren't maybe true, but both are honest.
And that's not just for kids. That's for all of us.
Right.
We can go down both paths if we want to.
Totally. There's a great quote. I don't remember who says it, but a mind all logic is like a knife all blade. It's useless.
Chinupa Hanska Luger has created a multimedia installation at the Center for Contemporary Arts. Everything Anywhere is viewable through early September. Visit ccasantafe.org. Images are available at kunm.org. Chinupa, thanks so much for joining us. It was terrific talking to you.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.